Welcome to Two Jerks, One Vote. This time we're doing the Nurein round three. The title is Color Me Blank, meaning they could fill in that blank with whatever they wanted. The challenge being a sampled vocal hook. And I think, I'm not sure everyone knows what a hook is after listening to this group of songs. Some people do, people didn't have as good a handle on what a hook is. So
yeah, and I decided I'm not going to get super pedantic about it, but I did kind of have the expectation that the thing that they sampled would be a little bit catchy.
Yeah.
It wasn't always the case.
Yeah, yeah, or something that would be, I don't know. I guess it was wide enough that any expectations that I had going into it should have been moderated a little bit. We still had 14 people submitting songs for competition. And so we're obviously going to get a little bit of variation.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Although some people used it in exactly the way I expected them to.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit about the last round?
Let's see, who was eliminated?
Mandibles and Lucky Spoon were both eliminated. And this time around, also, Bafo Yucks dudes didn't submit to round three, so they're out.
Right.
Yeah, there were a lot of comments on the boards over last week's songs and rankings. And one thing that came up was something that Jerkatorium and Matchy Matchy have been annoyed at previous years, where people were being dinged for criteria that was not a part of the challenge. And that's something that I'd sort of advocated against on the judges' chat. But I think people dinged folks for stuff like that anyway. And now here being on sort of the other side of it, I kind of get it. Because here we are dealing with, you know, a couple dozen really good songs. And songs that do not deserve to have these people eliminated. And we're having to rank them against each other. So I think we're just sort of scrambling about for any kind of a justification that we can grab on to put one band over or under another band in this competition. And so I kind of get it. I still think it's sort of crummy, but when it comes right down to it, we're looking for any reason to put some of these bands in the bottom. Also, somebody suggested that we should rank before the podcast. So I know we didn't discuss this before, but I actually did my rankings already.
Oh, great. And, you know, I really like it when people tell me how to do my job. that just thrills me every time.
It was just a suggestion. And their rationale was okay. So I was like, okay, well, I'll give it a shot. I'm not going to say for sure that I'm going to stick to it. But I do have to submit these earlier than usual because I got some work to do. But
cool.
But yeah, so that's my plan for this one anyway. And also just a little bit of kind of background stuff. I'm really realizing that kind of cute and clever doesn't really pay off with the judges. You know, the kind of stuff that I claim is a tradition in Nurein to try and subvert the challenge. There is no payoff with that with any of the judges. They don't think, oh, it's neat how they did this cute little pun, or neat how they kind of got around the challenge by doing this. That holds no weight for any of us. At least for this group of judges, that's a clue to all of you. If you think you're being cute and clever, you're probably just shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah, yeah. Lucky Spoon learned that lesson.
Yeah. And, you know, to be fair, I think I gave Lucky Spoon the highest ranking. I guess other people just determined that it didn't meet the challenge as well as they wanted it to. So it got pretty low for most of the other judges.
Which is a shame because it was a great song in a lot of ways.
Yeah, but I guess that's the thing. Judges could find something that they could justify putting it at an abnormally low kind of a ranking for. And that's the thing. There aren't any really bad songs. There aren't any really bad songs this round.
No.
So it's hard. It was like I got to my rankings and I was like, how is this or that song that I liked so much and enjoyed, you know, seriously all the way down at six? You know, how am I down so far, you know, already? And I enjoyed all these songs. So it's tough. But anyhow, okay. So wait, last round though. No surprise to anyone that Agony Sauce won that round. So he has immunity this round and he submitted a song anyway.
Yeah, he's a songwriting machine. So no surprise.
Yeah. We call that a shadow entry, and it will not be ranked, but it is nonetheless greatly appreciated. And in addition to Agony Sauce, there were three more shadow entries from Inflatable Vegetables, Mandibles, and also one from Vom Vorten, who is, of course, half of Vowel Sounds. And all of those shadow songs were great, too.
They really were, yeah. I had nice things to say about all of them.
Yeah, yeah, and we'll get to them. We're going to get to them last, right?
Yeah.
All right.